On Midwest Week, the problems at Hope Creek Care Center go on and on. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for The Dispatch in Rock Island Argus. To start with, Sarah, you better remind us, where is Hope Creek and what is it?
Hope Creek is located at 4343 Kennedy Drive in East Moline, and it is the county-owned nursing home.
And how many beds does it have, and how many people are living there now?
It is a 245-bed facility, but unfortunately, their patient count has been consistently down. Right now, according to their December report, they have 145 patients.
And if memory serves, Sarah, isn't it many of the patients are Medicaid and there's some private pay type patients too, or residents, I should say?
That is true. The whole point in operating a county-owned facility is so that it could serve the indigent population of the county. So you kind of need a facility like this. On the downside, according to this December report, almost 88% of the current patients are on Medicaid. And this is where some of the problems started to come in. So it's really a combination of low patient numbers and the fact that the state is behind in reimbursing Medicaid claims. And there's other payers and vendors that have not also paid up to Hope Creek.
Do many local governments in Illinois own and operate nursing homes, or is Rock Island County one of just a few?
I think it's really one of just a handful. I know that Stevenson County also has one, and that was part of the big reason in hiring the new county administrator, Jim Snyder, because he's familiar with the operations of Stevenson County, which is where he came from.
We started to talk about the problems at Hope Creek, so what's a good way to understand what's going on there?
Well, the bottom line is that Rock Island County Treasurer Louisa Ewart and the Rock Island County Auditor April Palmer have said that the facility is currently $4.6 million in debt. And that doesn't include the $2.2 million that they recently wrote off in old uncollectible debt from 2015 and 2016. Ewart has said that Hope Creek needs a monthly revenue of $1.1 million just to pay payroll and vendor bills. So every month they pay out $720,000 in payroll, and then they pay out another $400,000 to vendors. And the facility, she said, is really running short by $120,000 each month. It adds up quickly.
Yeah. At one time, Rock Island County had an outside company managing Hope Creek. What happened to that?
Management Performance Associates, they did manage the center back in 2010. They had signed on to a 3-year contract. They were terminated, though, I think within 2 years. I think that according to Board Chairman Richard Brunk, they weren't seen eye to eye with county board members. Now they've been hired back. The county board approved an agreement with them Tuesday night at their board meeting, hiring Management Performance Associates again, but this time in a different capacity. They're not going to manage Hope Creek. Now they're going to come in and over a 3-month time frame provide a cost-benefit analysis on what the county can do to turn the facility around.
Now, how about the state of Illinois' financial problems? You referred to that a moment ago. Is that the main problem at Hope Creek or just one of several?
I think it's one of the biggest problems. Mm-hmm. When you've got 88% of your patients reliant on Medicaid, and you've got the state of Illinois that is so far behind in reimbursing Medicaid payments, that quickly is a perfect storm of a big deficit. So I think that that really is the biggest part of their problems. It's nothing to reflect on Hope Creek itself. By all accounts, from the reports that I've seen, they get excellent reviews. They provide excellent care. I've heard no complaints about the actual care provided by the facility, and it's very clean. It's well run. They've got excellent staff. So it's really a sad situation for them. It's not their fault, and it's unfortunate that they are the victims of a statewide crisis.
But also part of the problem is just not enough residents, too. I mean, somehow, I don't know how you recruit people or something, but they need to fill that gap. Was it between 180 that are living there now and 200-something bed capacity?
Right. Out of 245 available beds, the December report shows that they have 145 patients.
145.
So they're missing. That's 100 beds that they're not filling. So they do need patients. It is a business. They need patients to, be able to bill their insurance to run the facility. I don't know how you would recruit patients, but they are in competition with several other area nursing homes. Now, because they're a county-owned facility, that means they're subject to a bit of review by media such as myself. Mm-hmm. They have to report to the county board. Their records have to remain open and transparent. And other nursing home facilities, because they're privately owned, aren't subject to the same kind of scrutiny that Hope Creek is. So unfortunately, that doesn't always play out well for Hope Creek, because they do receive a lot more press than your average nursing area nursing home does.
Now, is there some sort of deadline for Hope Creek to stay open, or a deadline for anything else that we should look to?
Well, Louisa Ewart did tell the county board members last week that Hope Creek will only have enough money to pay the bond interest payment in June, and it's very likely that they will have to borrow, or they won't have enough credit to borrow to make the December bond interest payment. And there's a big difference in the payments, though. The June bond interest payment is $206,000, but the December bond interest payment is $1.3 million. So basically, Louisa Ewart told board members, there won't be enough credit to borrow to make the December bond interest payment.
Now, so a certain number of members of the county board have been talking about selling Hope Creek. Has that number growing at all, or are still the same people on both sides?
You know, there's really hasn't been an official head count. Nobody's even taken a vocal voice count on who wants to sell and who wants to have it remain in county hands. My feeling is that they would prefer to continue to own it, mm-hmm. and it's a very emotional decision.
And what about there's an advisory board for Hope Creek, correct?
That is correct.
And what does it do, or what is it supposed to do, I should say?
Well, the advisory board was formed in May 2015, and at that time, they had governing powers. They could, they meet monthly, they could make decisions and implement those decisions. But the following year, in 2016, they were converted from a governing body to an advisory board. And I think that the county board just kind of wanted to wrestle control back away from them. Now, I don't know if that helped or hurt Hope Creek, but with an advisory board, you know, these are volunteers, they meet monthly, and I think that they are fed up and frustrated. And as we know, the advisory board president, Jesse Hulon, actually resigned this week out of frustration, because he was discovering more information about Hope Creek just by reading my news reports in the paper. And he was being left out of the loop. The entire advisory board is being left out of the loop. The county board members do not communicate to them the true financial state of the nursing home.
So what's going on in the meantime as far as the county board is concerned? Is it just waiting for this new study, so it'll be several months before anything new happens?
Well, you know, I think that they're really going to cut it close, because the Management Performance Associates will not come in until the end of February to begin their analysis. And it's a 3-month turnaround, which means they won't have the report done until the end of May. And considering that the county will have to borrow another $210,000 just to make the June bond interest payment, you know, with the analysis being brought in that soon, I don't know what they're going to do. And let's say, for instance, that they do plan to sell the home. I don't know that they could find a buyer and even have it sold before they run out of money in December.